Thank you, Governor. As a nation, we face a convergence of unparalleled crises. Our nation is locked in an economic crisis not felt since the Great Depression, three quarters of a century ago. Our nation stared down the triple-barrel threat of war in the Middle East, festering conflict in Iraq, and continued threats of terrorist breeding grounds in Afghanistan. As the greatest nation in the history of the world, the United States is confronted with a crisis of faith in our own leadership capability and in our ability to bring understanding to nations who look to us for peace and prosperity. And people of our great nation have told us in no uncertain terms that we are at a crossroads of confidence in our ability to return the ideals that make the United States the greatest nation in the world. Faced with these challenges and challenged with these crises, it is incomprehensible that the people of the great state of Illinois will enter the 111th Congress shorthanded. To fight a choking recession and return our economy to a level of vitality and strength, we need leadership in Washington. Illinois is blessed to have a talented and dedicated congressional caucus led by our senior United States Senator, Dick Durbin. Moreover, President-elect Barack Obama has strapped it up and ready to hit the ground running on January 20th. If ever there is a man with the talent to succeed against the long odds, it is he. I welcome the challenge that await us in the 111th Congress. I have faith in the record that I have forged over the past four decades, and I am proud of my accomplishments as a public servant. I accept this appointment to fill the unexpired term of President-elect Barack Obama. I ask the people of Illinois to place the same faith and trust in me that they have in the past when they elected me three times as their state comptroller and one term as their attorney general. I am humbled to have the opportunity and promise the citizens that I will dedicate my utmost effort as their United States Senator, and I will uphold the integrity of the office and ask for their continued confidence in me. Thank you all very much, and I will respond to a few questions. This is an appointment done by the governor of the state. And based on that, I have no relationship with that situation. I'm accepting an appointment by the governor to go to the United States Senate. That's it. That's the process that we must look forward to. And this is one process. I'm honored that I have been appointed, and we will deal with the next step in the process.
How long have you been in discussions about the Senate seat? Was it before or after the charges came down?
Well, I had talked with the governor on Sunday night when he asked if he were to appoint me, would I accept? And my answer was yes.
Mr. Burris, up till now, virtually every elected official in the state of Illinois has weighed in on the last few weeks.
I have no comment on what the governor's circumstance is. And as a former attorney general of this state, I know, and I think most of you all know, that in this legal process, you're innocent until you're proven guilty.
Mr. Burris, your law firm, your lobbying firm, you yourself personally have contributed well over, I believe it's $14,000.
Is it that much? Wow, that's a lot of money for us.
Did that play a role in your appointment, and should we suspect that it might? Perhaps
How much did you say? $14,000?
I believe that's the amount, yes.
Well, I got to check my records because I didn't think it was that much. We didn't have that much money to give to the governor.
How much have you received business in the state of Illinois, your law firm, your businesses, your colleagues, your affiliates in the last 6 years, and from whether it's the state of Illinois,
how much business have you received? We had the consulting firm had a small contract. We had a contract with IDOT where we certified minority businesses, and we did a good job. And I think the law firm, of which I'm of counsel, that was my son's law firm, and we received some bond business, and we were co-bond counsel as a minority firm, and they did a tremendous job.
Governor, tell us why Jesse White should certify.
I don't have the numbers. I'm sorry.
Governor, tell us why Jesse White should certify your appointment and why you think the Senate should do what they said they won't do.
Well, the
Governor.
You're the senator.
For the governor, please.
Oh, this is for the governor. Yeah. You want to answer a question?
Let me say a couple of things. I've enjoyed the limelight I've had over the last couple of weeks. I think it's been... I don't want to hog the limelight. This is Roland Burris's day, so I don't think it's appropriate for me to really get involved in answering any questions. Let me say again that the law requires that the governor make an appointment of a United States senator in the absence of any other law that would have given the people of Illinois a chance to be able to elect the successor to the United States Senate. And when the legislature didn't act on the legislation they said they were considering, which I supported, which would have given the people the right to be able to elect the next senator. Failing that, then it's the governor's responsibility to fill the vacancy. And to not fill the vacancy would be to deprive the people of Illinois of two United States senators, to deprive the people of Illinois of their appropriate voice and votes in the United States Senate. And with regard to my duty and responsibility as governor to follow the law, I would imagine that same responsibility and that same duty is one that trickles down to the other office holders as well.
Congressman Rush. We've got Congressman Bobby Rush there. How are you? Congressman, you're okay?
Bobby.
How you doing, Congressman? All righty. We'll have to take that under advisement. I'm pretty sure the legal team will look at that. Well, we'll have to determine that when we get to that point, gentlemen.
Governor, if the Secretary of State would certify, the appointment of Mr. Burris, will you challenge that in court? What action would you take? Governor?
I'm absolutely confident and certain that the United States Senate is going to seat a man of Roland Burris's unquestioned integrity, extensive experience, and his long history of public service. This is about Roland Burris as a United States Senator, not about the governor who makes the appointment.
But governor, because of the
Congressman Rush is coming through.
Governor, because of the criminal charges against you, they are not going to seat anybody you appoint. Why are you still making the appointment, governor?
Bobby, just come on up.
Why did you depart? Why make the appointment now?
Bobby, do you want to say something?
Yeah,
Congressman Rush.
Good afternoon. And let me, first of all, thank God for this decision by Governor Blagojevich. This is a good decision. Roland Burris is worthy. He has not, in 40 years of public service, had one iota of taint on his record as a public servant. He's an esteemed member of this state and of this community. My prayers have been answered because I prayed fervently that the governor will continue the legacy established by President-elect Obama, and that the governor would appoint an African-American to complete the term of President Obama. Let me just remind you that there presently is no African-American in the U.S. Senate. Let me remind you that the state of Illinois and the people of the state of Illinois in their collective wisdom have sent two African-Americans to the U.S. Senate. That makes a difference. This is just not a state of Illinois matter, although the power to appoint and Roland Burris will be representing the state of Illinois. But indeed, by this decision, it has tremendous national importance. National importance. We need to have not just one African American in the U.S. Senate. We need to have many African Americans in the U.S. Senate. So I applaud the governor for his decision. And I would ask you to not hang or lynch the appointee as you try to castigate the appointor. Separate, if you will, the appointee from the appointor. Roland Burris is worthy. He is the only one, I believe, that could stand in the gap during these tumultuous times and gather the confidence, reestablish the confidence of the people of the state of Illinois. As far as certification is concerned, I think that the Secretary of State acted prematurely in issuing the statement. I'm not sure whether or not he has any authority to actually certify or not. That's up to the lawyers. I'm not a lawyer. But I do know that he should be concerned about how the people of the state of Illinois will react to him not certifying this particular individual, Roland Burris, to replace the president-elect. As far as my colleagues in the Congress, then I intend, or we intend, to persuade them or to challenge them or to do whatever, beg them, whatever it may take to get them to reverse their decision. Roland Burris stands heads and shoulders above most elected officials in this nation. And so there's no rhyme nor reason that he should not be seated in the U.S. Senate. This is a matter of national importance. There are no African Americans in the Senate, and I don't think that anyone, any U.S. Senator who's sitting in the Senate right now, want to go on record to deny one African American from being seated in the U.S. Senate. I don't think they want to go on record doing that. And so I intend to take that argument to the Congressional Black Caucus. I intend to take that argument to the senators. I intend to start with our own senator, Senator Durbin, who's a friend of mine, and I'm sure that he will stand ready to be reasoned with. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Excellent, Bobby. Thank you. Right. Thank you. Feel free to castigate the appointor, but don't lynch the appointor. I am not guilty of any criminal wrongdoing.
We've been listening on a tape delayed basis to the announcement from the governor, remarks from Roland Burris and Congressman Bobby Rush, Democrat of Chicago, this afternoon. That news conference began at 2:00 Central Time in Chicago. Since then, Lieutenant Governor Pat Quinn says the governor's decision to appoint someone to succeed President-elect Barack Obama in the U.S. Senate is, quote, an insult to the people of Illinois. Quinn harshly criticized the governor, who just minutes earlier announced that he is naming former Illinois Attorney General Roland Burris to the U.S. Senate. The lieutenant governor says he isn't taking issue with Burris's qualifications. Quinn says he's known Burris for more than three decades, but he thinks the 71-year-old Democrat made a mistake by accepting the appointment. Illinois Republicans are criticizing the governor and his fellow Democrats over the dispute involving the state's vacant U.S. Senate seat. Meanwhile, Danville Republican Bill Black, who serves on the Illinois House Committee considering grounds for impeaching Governor Blagojevich, says he is not surprised by the governor's appointment of Roland Burris to Illinois' vacant Senate seat because nothing about the governor surprises him anymore. Black says the appointment of Burris is a legitimate topic of discussion for the impeachment committee, but he questions whether the committee's Democratic leadership will give it a proper hearing.
I would love to subpoena Mr. Burris, although I don't think he's a part and parcel of the ongoing investigation. But let's just be brutally honest. The Democrats did not give the Republicans on the Special Investigative Impeachment Committee the right to subpoena. Only the Democrat chairperson, Barbara Flynn Curry, can issue a subpoena with the advice and consent of Speaker Madigan. Now, does anybody really think that they would issue a subpoena for Roland Burris?
Black criticizes Democrats in the General Assembly for failing to pass legislation to allow a special election to fill the Senate seat vacated by President-elect Obama. Bill Black, Republican of Danville. House Republican leader Tom Cross compared the governor to a, quote, rabid dog for trying to name someone to the seat vacated by the president-elect. Cross called it, quote, mind-boggling that Blagojevich would do that after being arrested on charges that accuse him of scheming to benefit from the Senate appointment. And the chairman of the Illinois Republican Party says Democrats have created a constitutional crisis. Andy McKenna says Democrats had a chance to strip Blagojevich of the power to make a Senate appointment, but backed away. The governor is expected to name former Illinois Attorney General Roland Burris. Actually, that copy is a little bit out of date. That is indeed what happened this afternoon. The governor named former Illinois Attorney General Roland Burris to the Senate vacancy today. Meanwhile, earlier this afternoon, Illinois Secretary of State Jesse White, a Democrat, says he will reject any paperwork that the governor files to name the new U.S. senator. The Secretary of State keeps state records and certifies official actions. But White says he will not certify anything Blagojevich does to fill the Senate seat once held by President-elect Barack Obama. White issued a statement today saying that he cannot accept any paperwork from Blagojevich on the Senate seat because